Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, The Need for Strength. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 3:16. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. I have just read from the King James Version. Gladys often wondered why she had not received supernatural healing from her medical condition, while Kennedy had been miraculously healed from a life-threatening cancer. One noticeable difference was this. While Gladys still leaned on her medication for effective disease management, Kennedy had come to a point where he had no other option but to trust in Jesus for his healing. It seemed easier for Kennedy to receive because he had been emptied of every alternative. Yet this is not the complete picture. There are those who, even while receiving help through medical science, come to a place of genuine faith and experience God's healing power. And there are also those who, despite having no other option, still struggle to trust God fully and do not receive. This shows that the issue is not merely the presence or absence of alternatives, but the posture of the heart. Many believers do not fall because they intend to, but because they are overwhelmed and lack the inner strength to stand in the day of adversity. Proverbs 24:10. This is why the ministry of the Holy Spirit is so vital. One of his primary assignments is to strengthen the believer. He is called the Comforter, the one who grants fortitude and supplies inner strength. However, this strength is not experienced by those who rely on themselves. Just as Jesus could not reach the Pharisees who refused to acknowledge their need, the Holy Spirit's strengthening work is resisted in a heart that is self-dependent. His strength is made perfect in weakness when we come to the end of ourselves and acknowledge our need for him. Consider it this way. You cannot fill a cup that is already full. In the same way, a heart filled with self-reliance cannot fully receive from God. True strength flows into a life that has learned to depend completely on him. This does not mean abandoning responsibility, but it does mean shifting dependence. You cannot combine trust in your own ability with full reliance on God. This is why many remain stalled. They still lean on themselves while expecting God's power to carry them. As you go into today, remember this. Recognizing and acknowledging your need for God's strength is not weakness. It is the doorway to receiving it. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my need for your strength. Help me to depend fully on you and to receive the grace supplied by your Spirit. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 15 to 17. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.